We have another business dispute for you this morning, and this one is before the Supreme Court. The justices will hear arguments on whether some mutual funds are charging excessive fees. 90 million Americans invest in retail mutual funds, and the fees may sound small in percentage terms, but they add up to big money. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg has more.
So, to understand what this case is all about, let's define our terms. A mutual fund is run by professional investment advisors. In this case, the investment advisor group Harris Associates runs a set of mutual funds called Oakmark, which invests in stocks and bonds for people like you and me. We're shareholders in the funds, and hopefully we get a return on our investment. Harris, as it happened, did very well for Oakmark. The funds outperformed virtually all other similar funds. But the investors, the shareholders, sued Harris for charging excessive fees. That's because Harris charged the investors in the Oakmark funds roughly twice as much as the company's other clients, large investors who asked Harris to provide investment services outside of the mutual fund. David Frederick represents the mutual fund investors.
So, for instance, an institutional investor like a teacher pension fund comes to Harris and says, please manage our money exactly the same way that you manage one of your mutual funds. Harris is charging that outside investor, to whom it owes no fiduciary duty, half what it's charging investors in its mutual fund.
And that, says Frederick, violates a 1970 federal law that was enacted to protect mutual fund investors from being gouged on fees. Not so, says Kerry McMillan, general counsel for the Trade Association for Mutual Funds, the Investment Company Institute. When you're dealing with a mutual fund's thousands of individual investors, as opposed to other large independent investors, she says, you have to comply with more regulations and provide all kinds of services, like a 24-hour call line, educational and marketing materials. What's more, she contends, the services may look the same, but they're not, just as not all cars are the same.
A Cadillac and a Hyundai are the same car, but they are different products and they're charged at different rates.
David Frederick counters that these are all the same investment advisors using the same research to make investment decisions on behalf of their clients. So why are they charging so much more to the mutual fund investors? The lower courts threw out this lawsuit, concluding that the fees were not excessive just because they were bigger than the fees charged to Harris's other clients. The case prompted an amazing debate between two distinguished conservative judges. Judge Frank Easterbrook, writing for the majority, said that there's plenty of competition in the mutual fund industry, so there's no need for intervention from the courts because the markets will police the industry. In short, people can vote with their feet. But Judge Richard Posner, writing in dissent, said the time had come to re-examine that idea. Judge Posner said that since the exorbitant fees charged by mutual fund advisors are industry-wide, measuring Harris's fees against the norm doesn't tell you much. The alternative way to measure the fees, he suggested, would be to measure them against the fees charged to investors outside of mutual funds. Endorsing that idea are the mutual fund investors, who at Harris paid roughly 1% in fees, while Harris's other clients paid half that. Again, lawyer David Frederick.
We're talking about people's nest eggs here and their ability to retire. What the Department of Labor has determined is that for every 1% charged in fees to a mutual fund, an investor will lose approximately 28% of the total value of that person's portfolio over a 35-year period.
But the mutual fund industry's Kerry McMillan has a different view.
If this comes out to be that the mutual fund advisor charges the retail investor what it charges to its institutional clients without being able to take account of the fact that different services are offered, I think you'll find that a lot of advisors will just say, forget it, it's not worth it, and I'll just only service institutional investors, in which case I think that the average folks of the world are going to suffer a loss because there'll be less choice.
A decision in the mutual fund fees case is expected later in the term. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.